Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
You're going to draw a different crowd. You're going to draw the lost. You're going to draw the people that are actually sick of seeing the cliches, sick of hearing the same thing, sick of the same format, that were looking for and hungering for something new. And you will be that if you embrace the law of difference. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be able to speak to your people, be able to empower them, to encourage
them, Lord God.
Let them know that they're self-confident.
Jesus.
Let them know
that
self-confidence is faith in your difference. It's faith in their difference. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us and bringing us answers to all of these questions on what it is we love to read and what we like to talk about and what we're passionate about and all of these things of who we are and how our ministry will be. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in their life, knowing that we must discover our difference before we can market our difference. Knowing that we cannot change our life until we change what we know about ourselves. Knowing that our significance is not in similarity, but it's in the point of difference from another. Knowing that we all need to be a part of the body, but we have different functionalities. We have a diversification of skills and gifts. Let us embrace what you told us in 1 Peter 2 and 9, that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we must show forth your praises, who you've called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Let us be peculiar. Let us be strange. Let us be odd. Let us be unusual. Let us be unfamiliar, because our peculiarness, you will draw souls unto us that we can be used to set them free from captivity and bondage.
Yes, sir.
And teach them that you are a God of openness, a God of embracement of creativity, a God that we're made in the image and the likeness of you. God, we thank you for opening up our eyes, shattering the blindfolds even now. I speak it even right now as I breathe upon them, that even now there's a shattering in the spirit.
Thanks,
that
Lord.
The blind will have been lifted, that they will walk in the newness. I decree and I declare that you will walk in the newness of God. You will walk in your distinct difference, that even in your prayer time, the Holy Spirit will quicken you and share things, secrets about yourself, that you will embrace it and you will begin to stand on two flat foot, proclaiming and declaring the king and the kingship of God. I thank you, God, for what you're doing in the people right now, lifting up their spirits, letting them know that we think outside the box, that we are peculiar. I decree and I declare over the people, every under the sound of my voice, let the newness fall upon you. Let there be a whirlwind of newness upon you. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God touch you. Touch Jesus even now. Touch your heart. Touch your mindset. God is saying even now, God is saying that even for some of you on the line, he's been pressuring you. He's been pushing you. He's been placing it on your mind to be different, to step out. You already know it's inside of you, but you were looking for a push. He said, but I'm saying right now, step into it even now. Step into it even now. God is doing a newness in your ministry, in your life. He's prepping you for a new sound, a new method, a new sound in this earth, a new look to draw the people, the lost, the doubtful. But God is going to make them attracted to you and then attached to you. But he's been waiting for you to open up. Some of you all, God is saying you need a mind transplant because you're so stuck in religion and tradition. You're so stuck because you only see one type of brown. But God is calling you to be a yellow. He's calling you to be an orange. He's calling you to be a pink. He's calling you to be a white. But all you see is brown, so you've been hesitant. But God is saying, I'm putting a Holy Ghost boldness in you. Hallelujah. To do things that have not been done. Yes, you're going to suffer persecution. Yes, people are going to lose contact with you. They're going to talk about you, say you're a witch, say you're a warlock. They're going to say that you're of Jezebel. They're going to say that you're going to be a part of the divination and the kingdom of darkness. But that's what people do, because people are always afraid of something that they're not familiar with. But God said, as long as you know that I'm talking to you, he said, I'll be with you. Oh, there were many people.
Man, hallelujah.
There were many people who cursed my husband and I. There were many people because we sounded different. We even did things differently. Instead of waiting around trying to inherit another ministry, we went out and created a ministry from the ground up. People cursed our marriage. People said, I see you when the ministry crumbles. I'll leave a deacon position for you. People were cruel. We were by ourselves. We were hungry for somebody, a mentor, somebody to teach us. God hid them from us. He said, because I'm going to be your mentor. All you need is me. And guess what? When you rise to a certain platform, guess what? Only I will get the credit. The same people that left us, talked about us, tried to fight us, cursed us, just spoke curses and spells over our lives, coming back around, asking us for prayer, asking us to breathe upon them, asking us to be able to lay hands, trying to sow a seed into our ministry. Let me tell you something. Do not faint under the persecution, because the people that are coming to shake and rattle you and discourage you, you turn around and use that as fuel to go ahead and step more boldly in the direction that God has called you to do. Let those enemies be the force that forces you into promotion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You are peculiar. You are unusual. Let's stop quoting that scripture because it sounds cute. And let's start living it.
Amen.
Let's stop quoting that scripture.
Amen.
We are chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, peculiar people. But you look and sound just like everybody else.
Ooh, my head, my head.
Step into his marvelous light and let him make over. Let him do a makeover. Give you a new look, new sound. I was guilty of it. All I knew how to sound like was somebody else, and I didn't feel right. I talked to the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, I don't like this. This isn't me. This is not my sound. He said, thank you for finally coming to me. He said, now I'm going to give you who you are, your sound. And I'm telling you, I went out one Sunday, came back the next Sunday, completely different, and people received me more. You wouldn't like me if I did like a Juanita Bynum. You wouldn't love me the way you do if I sounded like Cindy Trim. You wouldn't be following me if I was just like Joyce Myers. Why? Because if you wanted that, you'd go to the direct source.
Amen.
You are here because of a prayer. Embrace her difference. And my confidence attracted you. Same as your confidence will attract others. Mm. Embrace the law of difference. Praise God in the name of
Woo!
Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Great message.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
And I enjoyed talking to you.
God.
Courage. I love it. So praise God. I want to bring to the table, to the mic, Apostle Andrew Mitchell Smith. Let's say amen.
It's amen. Praise God.
Amen. Woo.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
praise God. Praise God. That was an awesome message by my wife, General April. Praise God for and it's just about being different. I'm not going to preach or hold you long, but I just wanted to just say that was an awesome message. Father, Lord God, thank you for releasing the word through her, Lord. We speak the blessings of God over her even right now, the protection so that there not be any backlash. We plead the blood of Jesus upon her and the fire of God. Replenish and rejuvenate her even as she poured out virtue. Pour back into her from on high. Bless her, Lord, on this day and wherever she tread. Let the divine favor and glory be upon her in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if you all was just listening intently or what, but one thing that's different about KCI is we not a dead church. One thing that's different, if you weren't praising God and your phone wasn't on mute, then that shows that you're not different. One thing that's different about us, the church versus the world, is we praise our God. We say amen to what God is speaking. You know, it's one thing when the world sit down in the church service and don't move. Do you know, I'm going to tell you this. you know, when you have you ever went to a church service and you seen somebody just sit and look blank and stare with their arms crossed, didn't move, didn't say anything? You know what that is? If you look in the spirit, if God ever opened your eyes, took the veil off your eyes and you seen the spirit, what that is demons literally got chains on those people's wrists and those arms, on any arms. They're chained, so they can't praise. They can't say amen. So what happens is that's the difference between – that's supposed to be the difference between the church and the world. So when you sit, whether you in a phone service or in a live service, if you sit and you say amen or you don't praise God, then literally those are demons that got your mouth shackled or got your hands or your arms or your wrist shackled, unless you intentionally taking notes. Yes. But even while you're taking notes, you can still say amen if you agree with what the word is saying. That's supposed to be the difference right there. That's supposed to be the difference. That's amen. Supposed to be the difference. So especially if you're a leader, of a prophet, a pastor, or evangelist, if you don't agree or say amen or praise God while the word is going forth, then how do you expect when you stand before people for them to do that for you? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And what she said was life-changing. What she spoke about today being different is going to change some of y'all lives. I'm going to tell you something. You wonder why your ministry is at one standpoint but it's not taking off further. What she told you can determine the difference from you staying in one level or one dimension and shooting to the next. That's the difference right there. See, I'm going to tell you this. This ain't nothing. I'm going to tell you this. When we preach the word, it's not like it's not something cute, but it's something to empower and help you out. This is for you because many of y'all got ministries that you want to elevate. But before you can even elevate in your ministry, you got to recognize your difference. Anytime I'm in the presence of greatness, I'm not kissing up to their booty. No, I'm recognizing the difference on their life can change my destiny.
Amen.
The difference. The difference. Your ministry stuck in one little area. You're not going nowhere. Nobody know about you. But when you start to recognize and identify your difference, that's when God will take your ministry from one little area to the nations. Difference. Difference.
Hallelujah.
Difference. People of God. Yeah. Difference. Amen. People of God. How long you been in ministry? Ask yourself them questions. How long you been in ministry?
Long time.
How long have you been in ministry? Do you see yourself? I'm going to say this about Jesus. He said, the Bible says, he take you from glory to glory. Do you know what that means? That means he take you from one level to the next. You don't stay you don't stay stagnant. Jesus is a progressing God. Our Father is a progressing God. He don't stay in one place. So that means 10 years where your ministry was, it shouldn't be in the same place 10 years later right now today. In another 10 years moving forward, our ministry should be in an even higher place.
Amen.
Amen.
Look, Jesus started off in the garden, but he said, if I be lifted up, they lifted him up. He went on to another level. They lifted him up, and then he also ascended up.
Amen.
On the bottom level. He went up, and he's constantly going up. From new levels to new heights and new glories. In order for you to do that, you got to recognize your difference. That message was life-changing. That message was life-changing. If you, and I'm say this, and a lot of people use that excuse, well, I'm just called to this. No, baby. You called to more than that. You can't use that excuse. You called to more than your five-block radius. Especially if you got the title evangelist, you called to more than that. You just ain't tapped into recognizing your difference.
That's
you
right.
call to more than that. You call to the nation. Some of y'all ministry is supposed to be even further than what it is now, but because you have not recognized the difference in yourself or even recognized the difference in a mentor on their life, that's what made you stagnant. That's what made some of y'all finances supposed to be further than what it is, but you haven't recognized that difference. Some of y'all relationships supposed to be that much more further, but you haven't recognized the difference. And it's not to hurt you or demean you. It's just to shake you up. Like, come on, huh? You're more powerful than that. But you just got to get the revelation of your difference.
Amen.
Of your difference. Some of y'all housewives, but you ain't just called to be a housewife. Thank God for your kids, but you ain't just called to sit and raise your kids all day and see them be great. No, you called to your kids supposed to see you be great so that they can have an example to follow after.
That's right.
Amen.
Recognize your difference. I just wanted to put some ad-libs to what she said. I don't know if you knew. This message was life-changing. Hey, But who am I? I don't know what I'm talking about. I love y'all. Glory to God. I pray that y'all enjoyed today's message. Hallelujah.
Amen,
God is doing amazing things. $100,000 is coming to somebody that's in covenant with KCI. With KCI, $100,000. The Lord spoke to me about that. But he said $100,000. $100,000 is coming for someone who's in covenant with KCI ministries. I'm not talking about other ministries. I know I posted that on Facebook. I had them posted on Facebook, and I noticed a lot of people were saying, that's for me, that's for me. But it's not in the word was what the Lord gave me. I don't know. It may be for you or something else. I don't know. But the word that the Lord gave me is for those who are in covenant with KCI. He didn't tell me about everybody else. Now, if you receive it, then praise God. But it's for those who are in covenant with KCI. One of those, it's a person that's in covenant with KCI Ministries, Worldwide Ministries, that's going to receive $1,000. It's also, the Lord showed me that there are other money miracles that's coming to people that's in covenant with KCI. My friend Raymond, my dear friend Raymond, I use the keys of the kingdom. I lose $23,000 in his life. He's in, and he will get tens of thousands of dollars. I got a son that's about to receive $1 million, a son in the Lord. I got other sons and daughters that's about to. These people are in covenant with KCI. I ain't saying you can be in covenant whoever you want. I'm giving you the word. And in covenant with KCI. And those who are in covenant with KCI, many of you all, life is about to transform. Some of y'all that's in covenant with KCI is about to go overseas. You're about to experience international ministry. That's the difference. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to know that being connected to KCI and also recognizing your difference is going to take your ministry even higher. Glory to God. I love y'all very much in this hour.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.